Vincent Wax program, starring the King's Men. With our special guest for tonight, Dick Hayes. The makers of Johnson's Wax for home, industry, and agriculture bring you America's greatest vocal foursome, Ken Darby and the King's Men, with music by Elliot Daniel and the orchestra, and Ken Darby's special guest for tonight, the man whose great voice has made him a household word in every home, Dick Hayes. And now, through the courtesy of Johnson's Wax, which is also a household word in every home, we present your host, Ken Darby.
Thank you, Ken Niles, for those nice household words. I'm glad to see you back here on our show, Ken. But where's Harlow Wilcox?
Well, Harlow asked me to take his place for a couple of weeks. He's on vacation.
Again? Seems to me he just got back from a vacation 2 weeks ago.
Well, I guess he figured he needed a vacation to get over the vacation he just got back from.
Yeah, I see. In that case, the King's Men and I will take a little trip ourselves to see that gal in calico.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yay, better stay out of my way. Got a gal in calico down in Santa Fe. Used to be her Sunday bow till I rode away. Do I want her? Do I want her love?
Yes, sirree.
Yes, sirree.
Yes, sir.
Will I win her? Will I win her love? Wait and see. Working with a rodeo, go from town to town. See most every kind of gal, every kind of gown. But who made my heart sing?
Yippee-yay,
yippee-yay, yippee-yo. My little gal in calico. I never thought a filly'd ever make me act so silly, but my heart is in a tizzy and my head is awful dizzy, and I'm heading for a wedding and catastrophe, I know, but I haven't got the sense to holler, whoa. I love that gal in calico down in Santa Fe. I guess I better let her know that I feel this way. Is she waiting? Is she waiting? She better be. Am I hoping to be roping her? Yes, sirree! Gonna quit the rodeo, gonna settle down. Buy a bolt of calico for a wedding gown. Will I fence her in? Yippee-yay, yippee-yo. My little gal in calico.
Hey, Ken, from the title of this next song, it looks like the King's Men are going in business with the Sandmen and got to set a mood for dreaming. Is this Slumbering Time a new song?
Yes, it is, Ken. It was written by our good friend, Harry Layton. And we thought enough of it to ask that we be allowed to introduce it for the first time on the network. Slumbering Time.
Laid away that you love so
you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this is what you've been waiting for. Tonight's guest is that star of radio and motion pictures, that record-making, record-breaking singer, Dick Haynes. Come on in here, Dick. Dick, it's a pleasure to welcome you to the Johnson's Wax program.
Oh, well, thank you, Ken. It's a pleasure to be here.
What would you like to sing, lad?
You mean it's that simple?
Sure. You just pick anything you want. Whatever it is, we'll love it.
Well, I'd like to do a real favorite of mine, Lavender Blue.
Oh, gosh, Dick, I'm sorry. But Buddy Clark did that on this program a few weeks ago.
Oh, Buddy Clark, eh? Not that I'd do it in the same way he did, but I'll sing something else, I guess. There's a great song from South Pacific I'd like to do called Younger Than Springtime.
That's a funny thing.
What's so funny about it?
Well, it just so happens that Gordon McRae sang that here 3 weeks ago.
Who's that?
Gordon McRae. You know, he's on the railroad hour.
Oh? What is he, the brakeman or the engineer?
Very funny.
Oh, well, I'll do my latest recording. Maybe it's because.
And such a great record, too. But wouldn't you know Andy Russell did that last week?
I see, and the man says, what would you like to sing? That's what he said. He said, what would you like to sing? Look, is anybody going to do Three Blind Mice?
Oh, now, Dick, don't take that attitude. I know just the song you ought to sing.
Is it in English?
It certainly is. It's your own hit record, A Room Full of Roses.
Well, never let it be said that I'm not ready to cooperate. Elliot, give me a rose. I mean a downbeat. If I sent a rose to you for every time you made me blue, you'd have a room full of roses. If I sent a rose of white for every time I cried all night, you'd have a room full of roses. If you took the petals and you tore them all apart, you'd be tearing at the roses just the way you tore my heart. If someday you're feeling blue, you could send some roses too. Well, I don't want a room full of roses. I just want my arms full of you. If you took the petals and you tore them all apart, you'd be tearing at the roses just the way you tore my heart. If someday you're feeling blue, you could send some roses too. Well, I don't want a room full of roses. I just want my arms full of you.
Wonderful, Dick. Just like I've always said, you're the great singer of romantic songs. And we're not going to be satisfied with just one. Can you think of another one?
Well, maybe the safest bet would be to sing that one over again.
Huh? No, seriously. I've got an old favorite in mind, and I'm sure the audience has, too. How about Let the Rest of the World Go By?
All righty. Someone like you, a pal good and true, I'd like to leave it all behind and go and find some place that's known to God. Just a spot to call our own. We'll find perfect peace where joy rest of the world goes on.
Now, here's something of interest to all car owners.
You know, 3 out of 5 fatal automobile accidents occur at night. That's a frightening thought, isn't it? But it's reassuring to know that one cause of nighttime accidents can be eliminated by a quick trip tomorrow to your Johnson Carnew dealers. For right now, he's making a combination offer of tremendous value to all motorists. Yes, for only 88 cents, you can buy a new plastic rear vision mirror, safety glare shield, and a full-size can of Johnson's Carnew. Both for only 88 cents. The glare shield is advertised at 79 cents. Carnew sells regularly at 69 cents. That adds up to $1.48. But you can get both together now for only 88 cents. This glare shield fits any rear vision mirror. Eliminates glare from lights behind. It flips up by day when not in use. And Johnson's Carnew gives your car that showroom shine without hard polishing. Get both tomorrow for only 88 cents at your service station or Carnew dealer. Say, Ken, what's this business with the Martins and the Coys? Are they all feuding again?
Them two families never did get along very well. They've only had what you might call a shooting acquaintance.
Yep.
So stand back, boys. You may fire when ready, Elliot.
Gather round me, children, and I'll tell a story of the mountains in the days when guns were long. When two families got disputing, it was bound to end in shooting. So just listen, and I'll tell you what I saw. All their fighting started one bright Sunday morning. I remember when old Grandpa Coy was full of Mountain Dew. Just as quiet as a church mouse. He stole in the Martins' hen house. For the Coys, they needed eggs for breakfast, too.
Coys, Coys, Coys!
For the Martins and the Coys, they was breakfast mountain boys.
And old Grandpa Coy, he was the first to go.
No. So he saw the Martins coming. He had hardly started running. And a volley shook the hills and laid him low. After that, they started out to fight in earnest. And they scarred the mountain up with shot and shell. There was uncles, brothers, cousins. Why, they bumped each other off by the dozens. Just how many fit the dust, it's hard to tell. Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they was reckless mountain boys. At the art of killing, they became quite deft. Also dead. They all know they shouldn't do it, but before they hardly knew it, on each side they only had one person left. Now the sole remaining Coy was Handsome Henry, while the one surviving Martin's name was Grace. Hank was set to pull the trigger when he saw her pretty figure. You could see that love had kicked him in the face. Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they was reckless mountain boys. But they say their ghostly cousin gives you chills, cause a hatchet sure was buried when sweet Grace and Henry married.
It broke up the Western feud in these yard heads.
Ah, the sound of tambourines. What are we going to do, Ken? Follow the Romany Trail and watch some dark-eyed gypsy dance?
Not at all, Ken. We're going to listen to Elliot Daniels' delightful interpretation of a novelty musical composition that has remained a favorite over the years. Dancing Tambourines. Of the great wagon trains rolling through the open prairies to the vast new territories rising out of the west. Days of heat and dust, nights of peril and uncertainty, when the pioneers remembered the homes they left behind. Some even sang of them and their forgotten loves, or loves they couldn't forget, as is told in the song of the Man from Ohio.
A girl I used to know. I don't think much, but when I do, I think about that girl I knew. In Ohio, Ohio. In Ohio, Ohio. I'll breakfast in Ohio, eat lunch in Canada. I'll supper in Mexico and be back by Saturday.
She told me not to tarry, she wanted to marry me. But I stayed out on the prairie and I guess I'll never see
you. Oh, hey, oh, ho, there's a girl I used to know. I don't think much, but when I do, I think about that girl I knew. In Ohio, Ohio. In Ohio, Ohio. My nightcap will be Capricorn. I'll snuff the northern light. I'll blow the morn on old Cape Horn and be back on Tuesday night.
She told me that we'd marry whenever I set the day. But I stayed out on the prairie and I guess I'll always stay away.
Out o'er the sun when winter blows, I'll summer on the moon. Then back I'll go to Ohio for to wed that gal in June or May.
Or whenever I'm back that way in Ohio, there's a girl I used to know. I don't think much, but when I do, I think about that girl I knew. In Ohio, Ohio, in Ohio, 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 Ohio.
Now, another suggestion about your car. Friends, one more reminder. Don't forget the big combination offer your Johnson Car New Dealer is making to all motorists right now. You'll be safer and prouder in the car you drive if you see him tomorrow. Yes, for right now, he'll sell you a safety glare shield of durable plastic for your rear vision mirror, plus a can of Johnson's Car New Auto Polish, both for only 88 cents. You're safer when you drive at night with a safety glare shield. It fits any mirror, flips out of the way when not in use. Headlight glare from the car behind is eliminated. And Johnson's Car New gives your car a Sunday shine without hard polishing. Just rub it on, wipe it off, and your car looks like new. Now remember, the safety glare shield is advertised at 79 cents. Car New sells regularly at 69 cents. Yet you can get both now for only 88 cents. Be safer on the road at night. Be prouder of your car by day. Save 60 cents on this combination offer. See your Johnson Car New dealer tomorrow.
In time for the big show. Presenting in the center ring, our ringmaster, Tim Daly.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, at great expense to the management, we bring you that versatile virtuoso, that marvelous master of melodies, Dick Hayes.
Wait a minute, fellas, wait a minute. Hold the phone. You've got this all wrong. This isn't the Midway with pink lemonade and popcorn and sideshows. This circus is a song. It's about a clown. The modern Pagliacci.
I'm sorry, Dick. We had you all wrong. You go ahead and set the mood, and the King's Man and I will put on our best Veste La Jubas for the occasion.
All righty.
Circus. Life was a circus, a hectic thing. The moon was a toy balloon. We had on a string. Gay banners unfurled, lovely confusion. We were in another world, a world of illusion. And as in a circus, daring young love on a high trapeze.
We certainly flew through the air with the greatest of ease. We painted the town, did it up brown. I was the clown, you were the laughter, echoing after yesterday the circus let down.
Circus, life was a circus, a hectic thing. The moon was a toy balloon. We held on a string. Gay banners unfurled, lovely confusion. We were in another world of bright illusion.
And as in a circus, daring young love on a high trapeze, we certainly flew through the air with the greatest of ease. We painted the town, did it up brown. I was the clown, you were the
laughter
echoing after yesterday the circus left us.
And the circus left us.
And now here's Ken Darby for a final word.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank Dick Hames for the songs he sung tonight.
Oh, I was glad to oblige, Ken.
Dick will be among your regular listeners when you open Club 15 for Campbell Soups on August 29th. Good luck, lad.
Well, thanks again, Ken, and good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks also to the other King's men, Bud Lynn, Rad Robinson, and John Dodson, and Elliot Daniel and the orchestra. And our special thanks to all of you for listening.
Say, Ken, before we douse the lights, I'm sure you have some announcement to read for next week.
Well, Mr. Niles, the King's men have in mind an arrangement of Chinatown. Elliot Daniel and the orchestra are still trying to decide, but I'll bet it'll be good. And our guest will be that very hip fellow who has set such a unique style of singing, Johnny Mercer. This is Ken Darby, hoping you'll be with us again next week. Good night.
Makers of Johnson's Wax for home, industry, and agriculture, wishing you good night and a shining future.
If you want to put a shine on your floors or linoleum unlike any you've ever seen before, try Johnson's new Glow Coat. There's no polishing with Glow Coat. All you have to do is spread it over your floor, let it dry, and watch it shine. Johnson's Glow Coat now spreads more easily, dries more evenly, and lasts longer. And the shine you get with Glow Coat is now far brighter than before. Actually, almost twice as bright, without polishing. Ask tomorrow for the new Glow Coat. It's at your Johnson's Wax dealers in the familiar yellow container with a bright red band.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
WMAQ and WMAQ-FM, NBC in Chicago.